It just, we just didn't get a second.
Yeah, because Rhonda was here. You denied all the personal properties because they set their own.
Yeah.
They give their own numbers, and they also say their own depreciation. So it was kind of beyond our.
But the, y'all talked about denying it, and you never made a motion on denying it. That's all.
So what happens if it gets, nothing happens?
I think it's denied. In the past, I've seen these minutes before in the past on here, and it's on the last day. Someone makes a motion. All BOE, all presented BOEs that have no decision are hereby denied. I've seen that in here before, and that was prior. That was when we had commissioners on the board.
Sure.
So I've seen that once or twice in this program.
And how many were no decisions? Hmm? I mean, is this the only one?
This whole page.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I mean, I just made a motion to reduce it to 15%. I'm not inclined to deny it. But we got to get business moved on. So, and
for lack of a motion, it was denied. Or lack of a
second, it was
like,
it died. The motion
okay.
Died.
And Rhonda was in here, and you said you were here when Rhonda was here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So we'll, why don't we do something at the very end like that? All right, BOE number 294.
Grants and code.
Well, we know what that is. That's class.
That was the, what?
Sorry.
Secret Service people or something. They're people in blue or something like that.
Okay, this here is, I'm wanting to say is, we'll look at it.
It's a lot.
So it was assessed commercial, and we said we would take your statement in consideration. We make a determination on this on Friday, which we did.
However, this is a lot.
It's a lot?
Yeah.
I thought they had a condo there.
It is a...
Oh, this is an additional lot. Okay. I think this has got mixed up. I mean, we don't need to contact them because, I mean, the valuation on it's $5,000. I make a motion that we deny BOE number 294.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. All right. They were here with another one, and we were discussing that one, and then we looked at this one, and I'm like, $5,000. I think it just got thrown in with it, basically. So, all right, the Commerce Park. I know this was one that.
This is the La Quinta.
Oh, I thought this was Cascades Inn.
Isn't it? Or Country Bluff. Sure. No, I think it's La Quinta.
This here is all Cascades.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Cascades, yeah.
Right. So it's La Quinta now.
So they might be here because it's...
No, we called him. It was Raj.
Is it just something that missed in... I mean, I know what we're talking about. So you called him. What happened?
I think he withdrew it. What was the increase? How much was it? And that was based on, I think it was 165 units or something like that.
He's got 158. And I will say he added on and they remodeled it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you remember, I mean, you know they yeah. sold that and then they updated it to yeah. the lady had it and then they updated it to the Makita. So
what we're talking about, the lodging industry.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
So they did not send us any financials. Based on their room count times 27,000, because this is a higher end and they charge 85 to 100 bucks a night, it comes out to $4,266,000. And we've got the cost at $4,497,000. So they're very close numbers. $4,266,000.
Is it, what says 4?
Yes, sir.
4,497,000.
Man, that's such a jump. I mean.
But again, they added on.
I know. It's just such a jump in a year where revenue was down in 1 year and the massive jump over. I have no doubt that it needed to be addressed. I don't know if.
But when you look at all the years they didn't have to pay.
They paid.
I know they paid.
But they were paying. I mean, a bill.
But they were not assessed correctly. They did not run in here and say we're doing really well.
They're
please
paying
raise 50 it.
On 254. They're paying about $50,000 a year, is what they're paying. So that I just.
Well, mine went up a lot too, and I'm.
I know
happy.
$50,000. That's.
That's my house.
I know, and in a world where they're not making that much money, I get that it needs up. I mean, they updated this thing. This
isn't
a normal
one. Well, I
will say,
if the market drops substantially, I will lower stuff. I'm not just here to raise stuff.
Well, the hotel market dropped last year out of the floor. So, and I'm just.
But we did get many people's financials, and we did run this through, and we've done new appraisals on them in person, and so I have to defend my value.
I get it, and we're up here to
he purchased it in 2017 for 2.2. He's probably done 3 million. It says cost of improvements 3 million.
I mean, I have no doubt that it's worth that. I'm just saying that the massive jumps in there, and the reality is when that stuff is valued lower than real market value across the board.
But even his note there, if you see, he added on. So his improvements.
I understand. I know. But
he says we're going to 6 million.
I understand the value, and I understand you guys are doing your job. It's a La Quinta Inn. It's way better than what it was. I have no doubt that it needs to be more than what it was. But we're going to make a decision up here.
So my concern on being Board of Equalization is some people have come here and said, you know, here's my financials. My income was down last year. We know it was down across the board for all the lodging folks. I know we've given discounts from 10% to 20% based on a COVID situation. And that's for people that have taken time to show up. And in July, which I don't know if you guys are aware, but July is the busiest month in Branson for the lodging business.
But the thing is I didn't just take...
He's got the floor.
I'm sorry.
But I just feel like, you know, some people, even Raj, you know, couldn't be here if we gave some other folks a 10% discount just for showing up and being in the lodging business. They called it a COVID discount. I feel like we need to do that across the board for lodging property.
Okay. So what are you proposing?
I'm proposing a 10% COVID discount across the board for the lodging properties.
Okay. Now, when you say that, are you talking about every property out there or just one that's handy?
No, I'm talking about every property.
We have 544.
You have tripled.
Okay, so how many hotels are out there?
It's going to cost. It's going to cost the county a lot of money because we have to have Ulrich come in. I'm just saying that Ulrich is going to have to do the work because I can't go in there and do it because I don't know what the properties are. And what I call a hotel, you know, I cannot go in there and pull in all of these properties between today and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to have our book, we have to have our stuff turned in, have to be done with BOE on the 31st, which is actually Saturday. But there's no way we can pull in every property and give them BOE numbers and everything and stuff. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to turn it over to our vendor, which in turn charges us I don't know how much per hour to do all of this.
Ulrich is $150 an hour.
So here's...
When you do mass motions like that,
mm-hmm.
if you're really not equalizing it the way you're thinking you are, because it really doesn't, because it ends up costing people in the long run, because mm-hmm. now they can't come to BOE next year because you made a motion on their property this year because they technically came to BOE.
All right, I'm gonna take Wesley's.
And Wesley, I listen to you. You don't usually pipe in, so we do consider the workload that you got. As far as I think we do try to consider the county in making these. The issue is that there was a mass increase across the board that has cost Taney County citizens,
yes.
who that's the reason why we're here, thousands, tens of thousands, or tens of thousands of dollars in this case.
This particular case is
tens of thousands of dollars increase.
If it was residential properties, I wouldn't say anything. But these are hotels. They're commercial. They know about the Board of Equalization. They know to have their paperwork in for it and stuff. You know, regular, everyday citizen may not know. But these businesses, they know. Otherwise, we'd have zero in here.
And I value your input. You don't hardly ever say anything. So you've listened to us for 6 years. So,
I'm not defending mm-hmm. anyone other than,
yeah.
You know, there's got to be a time when people have to account for their own actions or inactions.
Yes.
Okay. So we use the same method to value all the motels, and we did that at the insistence of one particular motel owner who owns 6 units. And so we've gone through and across the board, and you guys have been ruling on them. And so this particular property that we are hesitating on, the Umiah, it's coming in the same place as the others.
I have no doubt that these, or some of these anyway, I can't say all of them. I mean, I have no doubt that some of them, you know, would be increased at some level. But some of them are just radical increases.
But
I mean,
they added on and remodeled.
I agree. On this one, yes. So on this one, I'm going to make motion for BOE number 295. That we reduce the value by 10%, which makes it $4,000,000 $4,047,000. $4,047,000.
Second.
All in favor state aye.